KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
At 7:06, we have a clear to partly cloudy sky. It's 5 degrees above zero. We look forward to be partly cloudy here today with a high of 14. Good morning. I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by Cass County Health System, Cass County Memorial Hospital in Atlantic. In area news, authorities say no injuries were reported following a house fire near Walnut last night. Firefighters from Walnut and Avoca were called at around 7 p.m. to the home located at 49914 Western Avenue. When they arrived, the home, which was unoccupied at the time the fire broke out, was fully engulfed in flames. The structure was a total loss. Firefighters were on the scene for slightly more than 3 hours. The cause of the blaze remained under investigation. That was the second fire to have occurred in or near Walnut in less than 2 weeks. At around 5 a.m. on December 22nd, flames destroyed a home at 408 Pearl Street in Walnut. An overloaded electrical cord was thought to have caused that fire. Atlantic officially has a new chief of police and a new police officer. During last night's Atlantic City Council meeting, Mayor Dave Jones administered the oath of office to Chief Dave Erickson, who formerly served as a lieutenant under Chief Steve Green, who retired at the end of December.
I, David Erickson,
do solemnly swear
that I will support the Constitution of the United States.
I will support the Constitution of the United States
and the Constitution of the State of Iowa.
And the Constitution of the State of Iowa.
And will faithfully and impartially.
I will faithfully and impartially.
To the best of my ability.
To the best of my ability.
Discharge all duties of the office of.
Discharge all duties of the office of.
Police Chief in Atlantic, Iowa, as now or thereafter required by law.
That's a long sentence.
I know.
In Atlantic, Iowa, as now and thereof required by law.
You are now officially the chief.
Thank you, sir.
Erickson began his duties as chief on January 1st, but the title wasn't official until he was sworn in last night, and the oath of office was administered by Mayor Jones to Officer Cameron Ward from Griswold.
Raise your hand. I,
Cameron Ward,
Do solemnly swear that I will support the Constitution of the United States.
That I will support the Constitution of the United States.
The Constitution of the State of Iowa.
The Constitution of the State of Iowa.
That I will faithfully and impartially. To the best of my ability.
To the best of my ability.
Discharge all the duties of the office of police officer in Atlantic, Iowa.
Discharge all the duties of police officer of Atlantic, Iowa.
Now and thereafter required by law.
Ward's family looked on as the young man became the latest police officer to serve the city. He comes from a family of law enforcement officers. The new chief is in the process of interviewing candidates to fill one more position on the Atlantic Police Force that was created by the resignation of Officer Cody Eccles, who left to become a sheriff's deputy in Shelby County. The new officer is expected to be hired by the first week in March, bringing the total police force to 12 full-time officers. The Audubon County Sheriff's Office reports their canine Axel will receive a bullet and stab protective vest thanks to a charitable donation from a nonprofit organization, Vested Interest in Canines Incorporated. Canine Axel's vest is sponsored by Laura and Joe Libby of Kent, Washington, and will be embroidered with the sentiment, "This gift of protection provided by Vested Interest in Canines Incorporated." Delivery of the vest is expected within 8 to 10 weeks. Canine Axel is a 2-year-old Belgian Malinois who was purchased in November of 2015 from Code 2 Canine in Omaha. Axel and his handler, Deputy Nathan Tibbetts, certified in narcotics in December of 2015 and later in tracking and evidence recovery in early 2016. Axel and Deputy Tibbetts will also soon be certified in handler protection. He and his partner have spent hundreds of hours of training and have several narcotic fines already under their belt. The Audubon County Sheriff's Department thanks Laura and Joe Libby for their generous donation and Vested Interest in Canines for providing the vest. In our funeral announcements, Lewis Chapman, age 91, of Wyota, died December 26th. Funeral services for Lewis Chapman will be this morning at 10:30 at Messina United Methodist Church. Steen Funeral Home in Messina has arrangements. Timothy Heilig, age 69, of Avoca, died Saturday. Funeral services for Timothy Heilig will be today at 10:30 at Paulie Jones Funeral Home in Avoca. Helen Peterson, age 95, of Guthrie Center and formerly of Casey, died Sunday. Funeral services for Helen Peterson will be today at 10:30 at St. John's Lutheran Church in Casey. Johnson Family Funeral Home of Stewart has arrangements. Wayne Butler, age 99, of Guthrie Center, died Sunday in Des Moines. Funeral services for Wayne Butler will be today at 11 o'clock at the First United Methodist Church in Guthrie Center. Twig Funeral Home in Guthrie Center has arrangements. Shirley McCullum, age 90, of Manning, died Monday. Funeral services for Shirley McCullum will be today at 11 o'clock at the United Methodist Church in Manning. OD Funeral Home of Manning has arrangements. Lauren Scholl, age 75, of Anita, died December 29th in Des Moines. Memorial services for Lauren Scholl will be this afternoon at 2 o'clock at Hockenberry Family Care in Anita. Deacon Gene Krozik, age 83, of Greenfield, died Monday. A massive Christian burial for Deacon Gene Krozik will be held on Friday, tomorrow at 10 a.m. at St. John's Catholic Church in Greenfield. Steen Funeral Home in Greenfield has arrangements. Mildred Wedham, age 89, of Atlantic, died Monday. A memorial service for Mildred Wedham will be tomorrow at 11 o'clock at St. Paul's Lutheran Church in Atlantic. Hockenberry Family Care Funeral Home has the arrangements. Helen Van Osselt, age 94, of Manila and formerly of Irwin, died Monday. Funeral services for Helen Van Osselt will be held tomorrow at 11 a.m. at the Irwin United Methodist Church. Burmeister Johansson Funeral Home in Harlan has arrangements. Kent Muller, age 74, of Griswold, died Saturday. A memorial service for Kent Muller will be tomorrow at 4 o'clock at the Atlantic United Methodist Church. Recon Dune Funeral Home of Griswold has the arrangements. Lorraine Gentry, age 101, of Corning, died Saturday. Funeral services for Lorraine Gentry will be on Saturday at 10:30 at the Redeemer Lutheran Church in Corning. Pearson Family Funeral Service of Corning is in charge of the arrangements. Charlotte Shepherd, age 81, of Walnut, died December 29th. Memorial services for Charlotte Shepherd will be Saturday at 10:30 at the First Presbyterian Church in Walnut. Pauly Jones Funeral Home in Avoca has arrangements. Clara Carney, age 86, of Council Bluffs and formerly of Oakland, died Monday. Funeral services for Clara Carney will be Saturday at 11 a.m. at the Oakland Christian Church. Reconvene Funeral Home of Oakland has arrangements. Patricia Ray Schwartz, age 83, of Atlantic, died Wednesday at Atlantic Specialty Care. Services for Patricia Schwartz are pending at Hockenberry Family Care in Atlantic. And Marie Jean Hatfield, age 81, of Messina, died Tuesday at Caring Acres Nursing and Rehab in Anita. Services for Marie Hatfield are pending at Hockenberry Family Care Funeral Home in Atlantic. The news was brought to you by Cass County Health System, Cass County Memorial Hospital in Atlantic. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.